Welcome to the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences Connections, a podcast for new students and families. Today's installment will cover Navigating Your Student's First Year of College, a guide for parents.
I'm Molly Wilson, the Director of Student Recruitment.
I'm Katie White, the Director of Student Engagement.
And I'm Maria Woods, a Program Support Specialist. In this episode, we are really excited to have the opportunity to talk to you about an important topic, supporting your students through their first year of college. As advisors, administrators, and parents ourselves, the three of us understand the unique challenges that both students and parents face during this transitional period. Our aim today is to provide you, a new Hokie parent, with insights, advice, and strategies to help your student not only survive, but thrive during this exciting new chapter of their lives. The first thing we'll talk about today is connecting and supporting your student from afar. Molly, what are the first things to consider when your student has an issue and you are miles or even hours away?
This is a great place to start, Maria. After all, students are here with us in Blacksburg, and their support system could be a ways away. The first thing to consider is that everyone should be prepared to embrace change. This is a hard one because starting college is already a monumental shift for your student. It's natural to feel a mix of emotions, pride, excitement, and a bit of worry. Remember, change is inevitable, and this transition marks the beginning of your student's journey toward independence. Next is to foster open communication. Instead of a hall payphone or individual landlines for each room in the residence halls, our students now have the technology of instant communication on them at all times. Follow their lead. Some of you may start to talk with your student more in college than you have in the past, maybe on their walks across the drill field to and from class. And some of you may need to request that proof of life selfie once a week. The foundation of effective support begins and continues with open communication. While your student may be seeking newfound independence, they will still value your advice and guidance. Regular phone calls, texts, and even video chats can bridge the physical gap while nurturing emotional closeness. Lastly, is to be a listener and an empathizer. Your student will experience highs and lows throughout their first year. First football games in Lane Stadium, first exams and all-nighters, finding a favorite dining hall meal. Be a compassionate listener when they need to talk about their experiences, challenges, and triumphs. This is their unique experience as new students at Virginia Tech, and your empathy goes a long way in making them feel understood and supported.
And with all that, on campus, there are plenty of resources that your Hokie can take advantage of. Katie, can you talk to us about using these resources to navigate student challenges?
Yes, the first thing that you as parents can do is to be aware of the different resources available. Virginia Tech offers a wealth of resources to help students navigate challenges. Familiarize yourself with these resources, which include academic support like the Student Success Center and academic advising, Cook Counseling, Hokie Wellness Programs, and the Smith Career Center. Encourage and remind your student to check in with these services, especially when they need them. The next thing you can do is initiate conversations about these resources. During your conversations with your Hokie, gently ask about their experiences. How is life going? Ask questions about their classes, social life, and how they're managing their workload. If they're facing challenges, help them brainstorm potential solutions and suggest these relevant campus resources. Another big area of challenge for new students is stress management and timekeeping. At any institution, college life can be overwhelming. So encourage your student to adopt healthy stress management techniques and effective time management skills. Remind them that seeking help when needed is a sign of strength, not weakness. The Student Success Center offers a free seminar series on academic success with workshops and things like note and test-taking skills, overcoming procrastination, and even a time management boot camp.
Thank you for all of that, Katie. With all of the support and information you're providing for your student, what about an on-campus support system? Could you talk about how parents can help their student build a support system by getting more involved on campus?
Absolutely. A great way to get started is to encourage your student in finding their people by exploring extracurriculars. Getting involved in campus activities can help your student feel a sense of belonging and build a support network outside of academics. Encourage them to explore clubs, organizations, sports teams, and volunteering opportunities that align with their interests or academics. At the beginning of the fall semester, there are multiple events your Hokie can attend, like Gobbler Fest on the drill field and the Cows Fest fall picnic. Because friendships play a crucial role in a student's overall well-being, continue to encourage your student to attend social events, study groups, and campus gatherings. This will take time. Please be patient and continue to encourage your Hokie. These interactions can lead to meaningful connections and a broader sense of being a member of the Hokie community. As parents, your role now includes guiding your student towards independence. Support them in making their own decisions while offering advice when asked.
Thank you, Katie. I know we look forward to seeing our students start to find their people at Cal's Fest in September, but sometimes it can take longer than that, which can cause big struggles for any student. Molly, can you talk to us about what parents should know about recognizing mental health issues?
Absolutely. When I'm talking to new and aspiring students, I am always sure to remind them that we want our students to be happy, healthy Hokies. And because college life can be emotionally challenging, it's important to recognize the signs of mental health struggles. As a parent, be aware of changes in your student's behavior, such as sudden mood shifts, social withdrawal, or academic decline. It can be hard to see these from a distance, so no matter what, your unconditional support is essential. Let your student know that you're there to listen without judgment. If they share concerns about their mental health, validate their feelings and encourage them to seek help from a professional on campus, someone that they're comfortable asking. It could be an academic advisor, a professional counselor through Cook Counseling, their residential well-being advisor in their dorm, or even come see us in the academic programs office. In addition to recognizing mental health struggles, it's important to help your student in practicing their own self-care and wellness by promoting balanced living and stress reduction techniques. College life can be demanding, but it's essential for your student to maintain a balance between their academic pursuits and their overall well-being. Encourage them to prioritize self-care, including adequate sleep, regular exercise, and a balanced diet. Teach your student various stress reduction techniques, such as deep breathing, mindfulness, meditation, or engaging in hobbies that they enjoy. These practices can help them manage the pressures of college life and maintain their mental and emotional health. If you don't have a great handle on any of these, not to worry. Hokie Wellness offers workshops and events to help students with everything from nutrition to mindfulness, sun protection, and even quality sleep.
Thank you, Molly. These are such important things to remember as these new students start facing new challenges. And speaking of new challenges, college classes are hard. Katie, can you talk to us about navigating academic challenges?
Yes. Whether your student has or has not taken college-level classes before, they are new to Virginia Tech. And the combination of residence hall life, newfound independence, and college classes can be a challenge for any student to navigate. First, it's important to help your student recognize that college academics at Virginia Tech require a different level of engagement and depth than courses they have taken previously. Encourage your student to explore various study techniques such as active reading, note-taking, and creating study groups. Learning how to learn effectively is a skill that will serve them well throughout their college journey. Again, those workshops through the Student Success Center can be invaluable, teaching skills that they will use throughout college. Next, balancing their new life, including classes, assignments, social activities, and personal time, can be overwhelming. Help your student develop strong time management skills. Teach them how to prioritize tasks, create schedules, and set realistic goals to avoid procrastination and last-minute stress. Have them talk to their academic advisor or first-year experienced class instructor about academic planning or connecting with a peer mentor who can share their experiences and successes. And finally, and also surprisingly, another great and underutilized resource is the people teaching the classes. Encourage your student to build relationships with their professors by attending office hours. All professors are required to offer them, and the schedule should be listed in the course syllabus on Canvas. This relationship will not only enhance their understanding of course materials, but also will establish a connection that can be beneficial for future academic and career opportunities. Think about it. Paid teaching assistantships and tutoring positions and letters of recommendation.
That's all great information, Katie. As parents, we know we can't hold our children's hands through everything. So, Molly, what are some ways that we can help foster resilience and growth in our Hokies?
Well, Maria, it's all about how your student can overcome their challenges and be better prepared for the next one. Sometimes embracing failure as a learning opportunity can be a good strategy. At Virginia Tech, your student might encounter academic setbacks or disappointments. It's crucial to help them understand that failure is a natural part of any journey. Encourage them to view setbacks as learning opportunities and to seek help when they're struggling with coursework. It's also important to equip your student with problem-solving and critical thinking skills. Encourage them to approach challenges with a proactive mindset. Help them to think about breaking down problems into manageable steps and explore different strategies to overcome obstacles. We've all seen the inspirational posters that say, "Life's challenges don't define us, our response to them does." Encourage your student to be resilient and persevere. Remind them that setbacks are temporary and their ability to bounce back is a testament to their strength and probably one of the reasons why they got into Virginia Tech in the first place. As the semesters progress, you will start to notice more and more that your parent-student relationship is evolving and that it's time to adjust your expectations. While you'll always be a source of guidance and support, try to respect their growing independence. Allow them to make decisions about majors and summer opportunities and learn from their experiences, even if they stumble along the way. While it's important to stay involved and supportive, give your students space to navigate their own challenges and triumphs.
And be prepared to celebrate your Hokie. Celebrate those triumphs and achievements, both big and small. Landing that competitive internship or even finishing organic chemistry. Acknowledge their hard work, perseverance, and accomplishments. Your recognition reinforces their self-confidence and encourages them to continue striving for excellence. Encourage your student to reflect on these experiences and challenges. The end of each semester is a great time to think about what has worked and what hasn't. This introspection fosters self-awareness and personal growth. Reflective thinking helps them identify areas of improvement and set goals for the future. Maybe it's time to find a new club or take on a leadership role. Maybe they need to take a step back somewhere and reprioritize.
Thank you, Molly and Katie. This is information that we all know and want for our students, but it's so helpful to hear again. As a parent, your role in supporting your student through their first year of college is pivotal. By fostering resilience, promoting self-care, and adapting to the changing dynamics of your relationship, you're empowering your student to thrive academically, emotionally, and socially. Remember, this journey is a partnership between you, your student, and the college community. The love, guidance, and support you provide during this pivotal year will shape their experience and lay the groundwork for future success. Thank you for your commitment to your student's well-being. Your role as a supportive parent or guardian is truly invaluable, and we wish you and your student a year filled with growth, discovery, and countless achievements. That's all for this episode. We look forward to seeing you on campus very soon.